Hi, this is Margot. This is Friday, July 28th, 2017, and this is a continuation of my spiritual warfare series. This is part two. Today I'm going to talk to you about how to free yourself from quantum entanglements with other people. Now, this is very important, and everyone needs to know how to do this. There is a specific prayer that you can say, and I learned this in the spiritual warfare class that I took with Dan Duvall. And I teach all of my clients this prayer as well. I use it with everybody. It's probably the most used prayer I do, and it's so effective for all different kinds of situations. Things that you may not even be aware of, or is just, you have a feeling that something's wrong, but you're not quite sure what it is, or you've been around someone or in a group of people, or, you feel tethers on you, you don't feel clear in your energy space, or you can't stop thinking about someone. This is the prayer to do. It's also good if you've been in abusive relationships with anybody at all. It can be family members. It can be from your parents. You grew up in an abusive household, or it can be an ex-husband or an ex-partner, and they're still quantumly entangled with you, and parts of them can still be in your energy body, and parts of you can be in their energy body. And so this is a way to retrieve your parts and release their parts. And also, these people can have entities or demons attached to them that can be coming through that quantum entanglement and affecting you. And, this is so complex of what I've seen in the work that I do with removing implants and getting people free from control. It's like in layers, and it's woven into a person's energy body like a big tapestry, like a multidimensional tapestry. And these things can come from other dimensions. They can come from past lives, future lives, other dimensional lifetimes, and you never know. And so I use this prayer all the time, and so I'm going to teach it to you today. It's also on Dan Duvall's website. I'm going to put the link below. He has a Christian ministry online. It's called bridemovement.com. That's his website. If you want more information about him and what he does, he's a Christian minister online, and he also works with people who have been satanic ritually abused and been in mind control programs from the government and things like that. So I've learned a lot from him. He's got a radio program that he puts up, and he interviews people that he's worked with, and you can learn a lot just from the things that he talks about, and I learned a lot. There's another prayer that I'm going to be talking about in another video. It's called the Freedom from Principalities, and the principalities are fallen angels. And they can wreak havoc in a person's life too. So, in my first video, I did the binding and casting out and taught everyone how to do just the basic and binding and casting out. And that will get rid of about 80% of things that are going on. But it may not get rid of everything. The Freedom from Human Persecutors prayer will get rid of a lot. If you're dealing with a principality or fallen angel, or you're not sure and it doesn't go away with some of these other things, you can use the principality prayer. But the principality prayer is very similar to the freedom from human persecutors prayer. In fact, the human persecutors prayer is a takeoff on the principality prayer. And what you'll find on Dan Duval's website, on his prayer resources page, when you start reading through these prayers, a lot of them are real similar. And you can actually learn to tailor-make your own prayer, and I do recommend that. But there are certain things that you want to use in all of the prayers to put to sleep parts of yourself that might be activated by a situation or the person that you're dealing with, because you can have parts of yourself that are stored in your subconscious mind that are actually working against what you really want. And it's a programming, and it's a link that's been put in there energetically with the other person, and it's part of the programming. So there are certain things that need to be said in each of the prayers, and this is why the prayers are so similar and certain things repeat, but those are important, and it's important that you leave those in there, and then you can modify them as you go along. But I do teach a certain amount of spiritual warfare to my clients as it's necessary and as it comes up in their sessions. Some people are coming under more attack than other people, just depending on what their experience has been. But my experience is that we're all coming under attack right now. And until the end comes, we will all be coming under more and more attack, because Satan is running rampant. And I had a vision last week that the restrainer hand has been removed, and that all of the spiritual reality in this earth plane is coming under great attack now. And so if you find that you are coming under more attack, then this is why. And it's getting darker and darker, and we're in a battle. We're in a spiritual battle that's playing out from the heavenly realms, and it's playing out in this 3D reality. And everything here is spiritual. Everything that happens to us in 3D has a spiritual component. And a lot of people don't realize this, but once you start realizing it, you can start recognizing how it's coming in and how you're trying to be manipulated by the dark side, and how Satan has gotten a foothold in your thoughts, in your relationships, and in your patterns of behavior. It's all very, very insidious. And so I help people recognize these patterns too. And it's very powerful work. But this is a journey, and it's a journey back from how we've been shut off from our divine connection with God and Jesus. And I do work directly with God and Jesus in the angelic realm. And I encourage everybody else to call on Jesus, because He is the connector, and He is the one that can help you get free of any kind of demonic control or attacks. And He is the one that can command these things out of your presence and your environment, and can help bring peace to you so that you can think clearly and you can have improved health and, you know, move forward in your life, rather than being caught up in a whole bunch of confusion and distraction and craziness. And if you feel like you are confused and there's a lot of chaos going on in your mind and in your thoughts and in your world around you, it's satanic. That is Satan trying to influence you and trying to keep you from your direct connection with God and Jesus and the angelic realm. And Jesus won't confuse, and God won't confuse, but Satan will. So, this is powerful. This is very powerful work. Now, I'm going to read the prayer to you, and I'm going to give you a little background on how I used it on myself and how you can use it. In this prayer, it's quite long, and I've written it down so that I can have it and read it in my sessions and read it any time. And there's a blank, and you fill in the blanks either with the person's name that you want to be disentangled from, or you can put, if you have a feeling of like a bad feeling in your pit of your stomach, or you know, these thoughts that won't go away, or a past relationship with someone, you can either put that feeling, you can just say the bad feeling in the pit of my stomach, you can put that in the blanks. Or you can, if you have an illness, you can put that in the blanks. If you're having, you know, a situation with someone, you can say the situation, you can put that in the blanks. Or the abuse from my family members, you can put that in the blanks. It doesn't have to be a specific name, or you can just kind of list them all off before you start the prayer, and then you say the group, and you put that in the blanks. Or anyone who's ever persecuted me, you can put that in the blanks, and then you can say the group. And it's amazing how it works. And when I first used this prayer on myself, I felt so much lighter, and I felt a lot of tethers fall off of me, and my mind was just a lot more calm and a lot more peaceful. And I use this prayer, like I said, more than any other prayer besides the binding and casting out. So let's get going on it. And if you have any questions, send me an email through my website, margoshealingcorner.com, or you can put it in the comments section underneath in the video here on my YouTube channel. I do have the settings set that I have to approve all the comments before they're posted, and I'm not going to publish any comments that have personal information or email addresses or phone numbers or anything like that, that where people can be trolled or come under attack or anything like that. This is for your protection. And I may not be able to answer specific things, specific questions in YouTube or even in email. I mean, you may have to do a session, and a lot of times, and you know, most of the time, these things can be connected with implants. This is just a heads up. So the prayer may help you for a while, but if you keep coming under attack, you may have implants that's allowing these things to come back and attach to you. And so this is why my work is so powerful and so effective, because I can see the implants and see if you do have tethers or if they are portals opening you up to these things that can come back in and attach. Because if you get rid of the entities but not the implants, the entities can come back, or the attachments can come back. And if you get rid of the implants but you don't say the prayers and get rid of the entities, the implants can come back. So it's a process. And just because you go through this doesn't mean you're going to stop coming under attack, but you'll be freed up from the outcome of the attacks, and you can learn to recognize it and do your own spiritual warfare so that it won't manipulate you and be controlling you. So, this is powerful work. And there's a lot to it. There's a lot to it, not just one thing. But this is a good resource for you to start with. And on his prayer resources page, you just click on Freedom from Human Persecutors Prayer. And I'm going to read his little preface to this. He says, in the process of getting freedom in Christ Jesus, it can at times be necessary to separate from human spirits or souls. They are different than demons or heavenly beings. However, their anchors and influences can go extremely deep if they have been established through technology or rituals. This prayer is a modified version of the Principality Prayer. There is a part that is in brackets and italicized. This part can be omitted if you want a more gentle separation. I always leave it in, though, because I figure if anything is attached, you know, I want to get rid of all of it. And this can help with codependent behavior, too. I'm going to do a separate video on codependent behavior because this is connected to codependent behavior and feeling like you have to fix someone, and we can't fix anybody else, and we can't really help anyone else. We think we can, but that's our ego working. But it's time for people to do their own work and for you to be separated energetically so that you can be free, because time is short and its time is almost up. All right, here's the prayer. Father in heaven, I come before you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, and I renounce all human persecutors that have been in my life, past, present, and future, known or unknown, seen or unseen, past lives, future lives, other dimensional lifetimes, and serve them a bill of divorce. I pull up the hidden documents detailing every covenant, contract, and oath entangling us, and command that they be stamped with the blood of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I pray that your heavenly host would be put on assignment to place every altar or part of me that is loyal to the group on temporary lockdown. I pray that those parts would be put to sleep. I now deed the group's territory in me over to the kingdom of God, and I invite you, Lord Jesus, to take the throne and begin to rule over this territory with your rod of iron. In the name of Jesus, I now bind all gatekeepers and discover each and every portal access point belonging to the group, its realm, and its inheritance. I place the blood of Jesus upon every portal access point and seal them with the Holy Spirit. I declare that they are put to sleep and permanently deactivated from this point forward. I take the sword of the Spirit, which is the Word of God, and I cut myself free from the group, its realm, and its inheritance in Jesus' name. I return every form of counterfeit inheritance, inclusive of promised wealth, position, status, calling, ability, power, pride, favors, seed, and any other form of counterfeit inheritance in Jesus' name. I refuse it and sever myself from it. And from this point in time forward, I choose to receive my inheritance in Jesus Christ. I renounce all spirit children related to the group and undo all quantum entanglements involved in their creation. I command their judgment and the purging of the realms they occupy by judgment through living water. I also reclaim every part of me that has been imprisoned by the group or in realms related to it. I release forgiveness by faith to the group for the evil that they have done against me. I also discover every part that is a composite of genetic components held together by a cord that binds. I declare that the cords are cut and that each part is separated into its components. I retain my parts and surrender those that do not belong to me. I appeal to justice according to Galatians 6:7, which declares that as a man sows, so shall he reap. I declare that your word says, "Vengeance is mine, says the Lord," and I turn the group over to you, Lord God. I command your heavenly host to bind every part of the group in me and take it where it belongs now. I now take authority over every evil spirit on the inside of me and around me that has been operating under the authority of the group. I declare that they are discovered, apprehended, bound, pierced through, and thrust out of me for judgment. I declare that they are being sent to the abyss for a failed assignment. And lastly, I pray that every spiritual object, tattoo, device, label, marker, power source, grid, or branding placed in or every part of me by the group or those under its authority would be consumed in the holy fire of Jesus Christ and totally dissolved. Amen. So that's the prayer. That's the Freedom from Human Persecutors prayer. And it's powerful and it works. So I encourage you to start using this prayer. Try it on yourself. And you can share this video with whoever you want. And you'll be amazed at how things shift for you. And how you'll just feel lighter. You'll feel tethers come off of you. You'll feel your energy start shifting on the inside out. And you might have been under attack all your life. I mean, especially if you've had an abusive relationship with someone in your childhood, you are energetically entangled with them. And you might have done other things to try to cut the cords and stuff like that. But until you really get down to it, and give up and ask Jesus to help with it and God to help with it and get quantumly unentangled, it's still there. It's still there energetically. And it's in your energy body and it's in your muscle memory of your physical body. It's there. Whatever happened is still there until you release it. So that's my message for today. I hope you start learning and using this prayer. It's called Freedom from Human Persecutors Prayer, and it's on Dan Duvall's website at bridemovement.com on the prayer resources page, and I'll put a link below. And if you'd like to work with me, my name is Margot. My website is margoshealingcorner.com. I'm a hypnotist, holistic life coach, and empathic spiritual healer. And recently, I've been concentrating my work on removing implants of all kinds and helping people get free of any kind of control in their life to help them reconnect with their divine connection with God and Jesus and the angels and find out their purpose and make that divine connection. So that's a little bit about who I am, and I hope you enjoyed and got a lot out of this video today. And until next time, take care and God bless. Goodbye.